Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Nun Amud Beis of Masechta Shabbos. We're holding on Daf Nun Amud Beis. Amar Rav Yehuda Afar Levinta. So the last words on the line are Amar Rav Yehuda, about 8 lines into the page. So the Gemara is going to explain what you're allowed to rub on your face Amar on Shabbos. Amar Rav Yehuda Afar Levinta, a certain type of white dirt, shari, you're allowed to wash your face with on Shabbos, and you don't have to worry that it's going to remove any hairs from your beard. Amar Rav Yosef Kusva Diyasmin, the sesame. Sediment, shari, you're also allowed to rub on your face. Amrava, offer pilpuli shari. You're allowed to take the dirt from ground up peppercorns. So Amrav Shesh is barda shari. You're allowed to wash your face with barda. So says Mar, my barda, what exactly is that? Amrav Yosef, tilta ahala. It actually has multiple ingredients. It's 1/3 made of a root of a plant that's called an ahal, which vitilta asa, and it's 1/3 hadas, vitilta sigli, and it's 1/3 of something called sigli. But if it has more than 1/3 of the ahal root, then you would not be allowed to use it, because then it would in fact remove hairs. Amrav Nechem Bar Yosef kal hecha talak ruba ahala shapir dami. It doesn't have to be only 1/3 ahala, as long as it's less than 50% ahala. But once it's more than 50% ahala, then we assume that it's going to be able to remove hairs, and that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. So the Gemara discusses another shaila in Hilchos Shabbos, which will get to the issue of hefsid ochlin. Are you allowed to take olives and beat them on a rock on Shabbos in order to sweeten them, to take the bitterness out of them? Is that an isser of tikkun ochel on Shabbos? Are you allowed to do that even on a weekday? Even on a weekday, you're not allowed to do that. So the Gemara says, kasavar mishum hefsir ochlin. We're assuming that the reason you're not allowed to do it on a weekday is because some of the liquid is going to ooze out of it, and that's going to be holich li'ibud. It's going to be lost, and you're not allowed to waste food even on a weekday. So it says more lema pliga de Shmuel. Maybe Shmuel disagrees with Rav Sheshes, who says that you're not allowed to be potzei azesim because of hefsir ochlin. Why? Damer Shmuel osadam kol tzarcha bepas. A person can use bread for whatever he wants during the week. If he wants to use it for even its not regular regular eating, so Amri paslam isa. So they said no. There's no machlokas over here. Pas does not become disgusting when you use it for other needs, and therefore it's only bizoy ochlim, but it's not a hefsid ochlim. But hani mi isi zaysim become disgusting when you beat them on the rock, and therefore they're going to be lost. They will never be used for anything, and that you're not allowed to do even if there is some sort of tzorech. So once the Gemara discusses washing with barda, the Gemara discusses whether a person in general is supposed to beautify himself. Amei marzutra vashi havu yasvi. Aisul kamayhu barda. Amei marzutra vashi was sitting and they brought them this product called barda that we spoke about before. Amem Ravashi mashu, so Amem Ravashi washed their hands with it. Marzutra lo mashu, Marzutra would not wash his hands with it. So Amalei, so Amem Ravashi said to Marzutra, why don't you wash with it? Lo sav lamar, lahadam Rav Sheshes, don't you hold like Rav Sheshes that barda shari, that you're allowed to use it on Shabbos to wash with? So he responded, Amar lahur of Mordechai. Rav Mordechai responded on behalf of Marzutra, bar mine demar, don't learn from Marzutra don't learn from what Marzutra did to the issue of Rav Sheshes, whether you're allowed to wash with it on Shabbos. The reason for Marzutra is a separate issue. That feel b'chal nami lo svirle. Even on a weekday, Marzutra holds you shouldn't wash with this item, because he holds like the Shita and the Braisa, that megarer adam gal de tzava v'gal de maka sha'al b'saro, that a person can scrape dried up sweat and dried up scabs from his skin bishvil tzaro, if he has tzar from that scabbing im bishvil yapo sasser, but to just beautify himself as sasser, that would be a violation of l'yul bashkever simlas isha, and that iser includes any hisyafos that women do. So therefore Mazutra holds it not let it wash in barda, because that's something that's done for cosmetic reasons, and anything that's done for cosmetic reasons is considered a feminine thing to do, and men are not allowed to do it. What about a Meimar and Ravashi that they did wash with the Barda? What about the fact that you're not allowed to do feminine things? They hold Kiya D'Tanya. That you're allowed to wash your hands, face, and feet for the covet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Person is created B'Tzelem Elokim, and therefore a person has to act with a certain sense of dignity. Mishum Shenemar, Kol Paul Hashem L'Maneu. Everything Hashem did was so that we can praise Hashem and we can represent Hashem properly. So it's not considered a feminine thing, even though it does make a person look better. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer Kupa, Mata al tzida benotal shema yital. So we had said, going back on the Mishnah, that when we were talking about hatmana, that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah held that a kupa, where you put a kedera inside gizei tzemer for hatmana purposes, when you come to take the kedera out, you should lean the kupa over to the side and then take the kedera out, because you don't want that if you take the kedera out while it's still upright, then you're not going to be able to put it back, because the wool will fall in the cavity that was created by removing the kedera. So Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Chiya Barashi, Hakol Modim Shem Niskalkal Haguma Sha'asa Lahachzir. Everyone agrees that if that cavity is filled in with the wool, then you're not going to be allowed to put it back. Tanan, so we learned in the Mishnah, V'chamomrim L'cham say, you don't have to tilt the kupa on the side, but rather, no till the machzir, you could take the kedera out and put it right back in. So it sounds like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds that it's us to be machzir. So the Gemara explains the Mishnah and asks, Hey Chidami, what exactly is the case where there's machlokas tonight? If the cavity that you left is still there, so then the Rabbanan have a good point. Why would Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah say you can't put it back? Elav afpidin skalkal aguma. Must be that the case is that the cavity is not there, that the wool has now filled in that cavity. And that's the case where Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah disagrees. So that's a kasha on Rabbi Abba, who said that whenever it's niskalkal aguma, everyone would hold that it's aser. No, apparently that's the case of machlokas. So says my liolam delo niskalkal. The case is the machlokas in our Mishnah is to take it out in the first place. Do you have to be choshesh that the guma might become niskalkel? Mar Savar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds that if you take the kedera out while the kupa is still upright, choshin shema niskalkela, the cavity might be filled and then you're not going to be able to put the pot back. Umar Savar ein choshin, and the chum hold that we don't have any such chashash. So once we mention that you're not allowed to be machzir the kedera in a way that's going to move around the Gizei Tzemer, the Gemara brings another issue where there's a chashash of Tiltul Mukza. Amrav Huna Haisli Kusta, a certain like a nice flower that they would put in a moist dirt, and they would present it to government officials, and they wanted to smell it, they would take it from the jug and they would put it back afterwards. So if it's Dutza, if it's you already stuck it in the dirt on Erev Shabbos, Shalfa, and then you took it out, the Hadar Datsa, and then you stuck it back in on Erev Shabbos, Sharia, then you're allowed to take it out again on Shabbos, because it was the hole that you're putting it back into is already well formed, it's already well created by the previous pulling out and putting it back in. But Vilav, but if you hadn't taken it out and replaced it beforehand, also, then you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos, because when you stick it back in, you're very likely moving around some of the surrounding dirt, and that is going to be a violation of Tiltul Muktza. Amar Shmuel, Haisa Kinta de Beni Orbi, a certain knife that they stick between the rows of bricks in a building in order to protect it. So Datsa, if they stuck it from on Erev Shabbos and Shalfa, and then they took it out, Vada Datsa, and they stuck it back in all on Erev Shabbos, Shari, then you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. You're allowed to take it out and put it back in on Shabbos, because the hole that it's in is already nice and wide, and you're not really creating any hole. The Ilav, but if you did not do all that Mibod Yom, then Asir, then you're not going to be allowed to stick it back in on Shabbos, because you're going to be creating the hole that it goes in. So the Gemara explains the situation where you're allowed to stick the sack in without being no it's v'sholof mi ba'od yom. Marzut ravitem ravashi amar begurdi yasa dekani shapir dami. If it's a knife that's between reeds, a certain type of a tree that many kanim come from the tree, and they and they're very bunched together, then you're allowed to do it. And you don't have to worry that maybe you're going to scrape off from the shell and smooth out the kanim and violate the malach of memachik. So the Gemara asks from a Mishnah Maseches Klayim, in the first paragraph of Maseches Klayim, on Rav Huna and Shmuel, who require that it be dotza v'shalfa v'hada dotza already on Erev Shabbos in order to allow replacing it. But a little introduction is necessary. In the times of the Mishnah, they used to take bread or radishes and stick them in the ground in order to protect them so they shouldn't dry out. Lettuce. They would take turnips or radishes and stick them in the ground so that they wouldn't dry out. So there are certain ways that that's considered like zriya, and certain ways that's not considered like zriya, like you're being zareya. So a number of halachos. If you're matmin underneath a gefen, if it's considered zriya, it would be a violation of kilei akarim, right? Because you're planting something underneath a gefen. If it's during a Shemitah year, if it's considered zriya, it would be a violation of being zareya b'shvius. If it's a vegetable that they already took maestros from and it was replanted, so if it continues to grow now, you'd have to take maestros from the tosefes that was that grew, if it's considered to be zriya. If it's also, if the yarek is considered to be zarua in the ground, someone who takes it out on Shabbos is in violation of the malacha of kotzer. So the Mishnah discusses as far as which halachos, when you hide it in the ground, is it considered to be nizra bekarka, and with regard to which halachos is not considered to be planted in the ground. So Amalei Rav Mordechai L'Rava, Masar Rav Katina Tiyufta. Rav Katina asked on Rav Huna and Shmuel, who asserted being the sticking the knife in and out of the dirt, unless it already was well used Miba'od Yom from Erev Shabbos. The Mishnah tells us in Maseches Klayim, Hatomin Lefes Utznonos Tachas HaGefen, that if a person puts a turnip or radishes underneath a gefen, underneath a grapevine, and he doesn't intend to be zareya, he's just trying to protect them that they should remain fresh. If some of the leaves were sticking out above ground, then eino chosheish lo mishum klayim. You don't have to worry that it's a violation of kilei akerim, lo mishum shvius, nor is it a violation of being zareya b'shvius, v'lo mishum maisrim. You don't have to worry that it's whatever grows from it is going to be chayiv in maisros. But v'nitalin b'shabbos, and the Talmud b'Shabbos, you're allowed, if some of the leaves are exposed on top of the ground, on Shabbos you're allowed to grab those leaves and take them out of the ground, even though the surrounding dirt is probably going to be moved. So isn't this a kasha we just said before, that you need to make sure that the hole is well made so that when you're replacing it and taking things out, you're not actually moving the surrounding dirt? So tiyufta. So that's taka tiyufta on those that hold, that it needs to have been tried and tested already, may Erev Shabbos, to make sure that there is a sufficient hole around the dirt. Okay, Beth Shem, next time we'll pick up at the Mishnah on Nun Aleph Amar Aleph.